Hey, this is Joel Corey, and right now you're listening to Mikey on the Random 30.
Joel, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks so much for chatting to me. Where are you based?
I am just north of Brisbane, Sunshine Coast.
Cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Love
nice
it.
Nice Queensland area at the moment. Beautiful day.
Wicked, man. Wicked.
Yeah. Where are you?
I live in London,
yeah.
in North London. I just got back from Ibiza actually, because I've been going out there every weekend. I got residency out in Ibiza for this summer, so kind of going back and forth. But yeah, just got back to London, mate. The weather here, it's meant to be like midsummer right now. It's literally
Yeah.
grey skies every day in England. Get me out of here, bro.
Isn't that normal though for England, where it's just grey skies and just crappy weather?
It's the worst one ever though. I'm telling you, mate. Like,
yeah.
I'm 32 years old. I've never seen a summer this bad over here. It's
really
depressing, man. Yeah.
Maybe you need to come to Australia.
I do. Mate, the first opportunity I can come, I'm coming. I was there at the beginning of 2020, just before lockdown happened, and had the best tour. And I know that coming back there after more records as well is going to be even better, so I can't wait.
We have amazing weather here. Maybe you just need to come and live here instead.
Oh, mate, I would. Like, Australia is one of the only places I've been to around the world that I've actually gone, you know what, I could actually live in this place 100%. The lifestyle you guys have, it suits me so much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll see one day, man. You never know.
Yeah. Look, you never know. Life is so young at the moment. You never know what can happen. We're going to talk about this new single, Out. Interesting song title, but we'll get to that. Can we talk about you in music, man? Because you're 32. It was 2019. Was it 2019 when you burst to the scenes and we actually heard about you in a worldwide level? Would I be right in saying that? Like, why so late in your life as such?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's I had my first sort of hit record when in 2019 with my single Sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, for me it was something I've been working towards my whole life, if I'm honest with you. I've been DJing since I was like 14 years old. And you know, always had that dream to have a hit record and be able to tour around the world. You know, it's always been my dream since I was a teenager. And it took me a while to do it. You know, I tried many times and kept working towards that. And luckily, you know, it happened. It happened in 2019. And since then, I haven't looked back.
So looking from when you were DJing at 14, I assume when you were 14, you were DJing and mixing already made produced music. Were you doing? Is that what you were doing when you were 14? Or were you actually making your own music at the age of 14?
So I started as a DJ. I'm a DJ at heart. So I was DJing on the club circuit for many years. I got into production actually at college. So I started producing when I was about 17 years old. And then, you know, I was really pushing my DJing as well. And I kind of realized, you know, to take my DJing to the next level, I had to go down the artist route and really focus in on the production and the studio stuff.
Right.
And that's what I did. But, you know, these things take a while. And I think I'm a prime example was if you do have a dream and you're willing to just keep working at it, you know, your dreams can come true.
Oh, absolutely. No matter what the dream is that you want to have in life, if you want it to happen, it can certainly happen. It can definitely pay off, and it certainly happened for you. But when you look at in starting at 14 and you're getting to 17, you're producing your music, and then we had Sorry, and then we had Head and Heart, and my gosh, man, like, you know how to put a tune together.
Oh, thanks so much, man. It's honestly the best feeling in the world, like seeing the music connecting, especially around the world. I feel like, you know, after many years of trying and putting different records out, you know, before Sorry, there was many different records. I finally found like my formula. I finally found what worked for me and what clicked. And yeah, since then, you know, touch wood, things have been going really well. And I just feel like I'm on top of the world right now. I'm living my dream.
So good, man. So good. When it comes to producing a dance track, I mean, we all want to dance as a listener, and we're at a party or we're at a nightclub or wherever we are. We just want to dance. But as the DJ behind it and the producer behind it, How do you make them different? Because we're still doing the same thing, but what's running in your mind to go, okay, well, I did Head and Heart like this. Let me do Out Out like this. How do you get that creation in something completely different?
Well, it all starts with the idea. So with Out Out, for example, you know, it's led by a big sample, which is Stromae, Laws and Darts. And, you know, that's an idea that I'd actually been working on, like bringing that out for quite a few years. But then, you know, what the story for every record is obviously very different. Without Out, the new one, my boy Jax Jones, who I've collaborated with, we was on tour together just before lockdown, and we were talking about doing something together. And, you know, he was a massive fan of the original Laws on Dance by Stromae as well. And that seemed like then the perfect record that we could collaborate on. I'd already started the idea. I had something down for it already. Then Jax jumped on board, brought his influence. And then, you know, we had Charlie XCX do the vocal. He was a perfect person who could have done his vocal. And then Sweetie jumped on board, just the icing on the cake. And, you know, that's how that came. And for me, it was like, you know, timing of the record as well. As you said, it's called Out Out, which is a British saying, like, if you're going out tonight, or are we going out out tonight? Which means, right, you know, it's going to be a big night. So that's where Out Out comes from.
I was going to ask you where it came off, because I'm thinking Out Out, okay? Because, you know, here in Australia, we don't use Out Out. Yeah. Well, I've never heard that term, but we're going out, let's go. Yeah.
it'll be interesting to see if it catches on around the world now, because it is a British saying. So it's almost like, well, are you going out to the pub tonight? And then you get to the pub and then they're like, are we going out tonight though?
You going out to the club
as well after?
I'm gonna start using that.
You start that. Come on, set the trend, spread the word.
Yeah, I love
just
that.
Watch me dance.
When we were having a music meeting and we were talking about Out Out with you, and I literally thought, when the guys were talking to me about it, I thought they were taking the piss, because this is a lineup with you, Jax Jones, Charlie XCX and Saweetie. I'm like, what the hell?
it does feel like a bit of a... Yes, I know. It all feels like a bit of a Royal Rumble, isn't it? For me, it's just like...
But so good, though.
Yeah, I know, mate. It's honestly, I'm so lucky to collaborate with these people, and it feels like a proper party, this record, which is what I wanted. That's what our is. It's a big party that I want everyone to let their hair down to. And, you know, Charlie XCX is on the same label as me, so she's also with Atlantic. And we had the record written. Me and Jax have been working for quite a few months on writing the record. And, you know, luckily... Charlie was up for it, and she was the top of our list as well to vocal this record. So when I got the call to say she was doing it, I was like, no way. Like, and it's been great getting to know her as well. You know, we have a little out WhatsApp group, and we're chatting on there, and she's honestly been absolutely smashing it. She did a little TikTok to the dance as well, which was cool yesterday. And Sweetie right now is on fire. She's killing everything. And, you know, that moment in the record where she jumps on is a moment that I know in the club is going to go off as well. So, you know, I'm so happy that she jumped on board and she killed her verse, man. The whole thing just came together so well.
It's like a big, huge chocolate surprise. You know, when you crack open the lot, you just kind of don't know where it's going to go. But it's so good because, when Charlie comes on and then Saweetie comes on, it's like, yes. Such a good hit, good banger.
Thank you so much, man. And, I'm excited for people, like I said, just to, you know, I know many places in Australia right now, you know, things are still in lockdown and clubs are not open, but... You know, when things do get back up to normal over there, I want people just to, you know, have a good time with this record. And in the UK, luckily things are open again and people are out partying to this record. It's great to see.
Speaking of out and partying and going out, you got a tour coming up as well, man. How are you looking forward to that? What are the preparations like for all your tour at the moment?
Well, I've actually got two tours coming up. My first one is my first North America tour. I'm going to the States.
But is one not enough?
yeah. I'm super buzzing, man, because it's literally in a month's time. I'm flying to America, and it's my
Yeah.
first ever tour of America. I'm playing in Vegas, LA, New York, across America. I can't believe that this is actually happening. Seems so surreal that I'm doing this America tour. So bring it on. I can't wait. And I get back from America, and then I've got a big tour of the UK and Ireland ready to go as well.
Yeah.
So the rest of the year is looking really exciting. All I need is that tour down under. I need to get back to Oz ASAP.
Yes.
So maybe, hopefully if things all sort themselves out, start of
Yeah.
2022, something like that would be amazing. And when it does happen, though, we'll make it super special.
We cannot wait for like some shows and festivals to come back. There's been so many that are canned, like there has been around the world, but so many that have been canned and still being
Yeah,
canned now.
I know.
It's really crazy here at the moment. Hey, when before we let you go, when you're on stage and you're DJing and doing your thing and you got thousands of people in front of you, how are you like putting it together? Do you have like a plan of what you want to do already, or are you literally just on the fly, DJing?
It's a great question, and it's as I said, I've been DJing since I was like 14, and I was a resident club DJ for over 10 years. So I was
Yeah.
playing on the club circuit like 4 or 5 times a week for years and years and years. So I kind of gained a lot of experience in that
Yeah.
time of how to, structure a night and accommodate different dance floors and different, venues and whatever scenario I'm in. I feel like I can adapt, and I think that's just come from experience. But
Yeah.
I think going into a night, I always like to prepare myself. So that
Yep.
might be on the day, just chilling, listening to some new beats that I've downloaded, visualizing where I might take this set and loading up my USBs of all my freshest bangers. But you can never plan the set, to a point.
Yeah.
Once you get up there, you might know what the first few tracks are going to be in your set. And to be honest, once you get past those first couple of tracks, for me anyway, the adrenaline just takes over, and I connect to the dance floor. And from then onwards, I just kind of like go on my gut instinct, and I know what I've got
Wow.
in on my USBs, and I just go with the flow, man. So that's kind of how it works for me.
Literally freestyling
Yeah, man,
it.
it's the best way. I
Yeah.
think if you try to plan a set too much, you're kind of restricting yourself, because you're
Yeah,
gonna
right.
if you say this is the order I'm playing these songs, that's what you're gonna do, and you kind of lose that bit of magic of just getting in the groove, really, and going off more of a vibe. But so
Wow.
I think it's good to do a little bit of preparation, but never over prepare a DJ set,
Yeah.
because you've got to kind of go with what the dance floor's going.
Wow, that's crazy, mate. Well, we're loving the new single out now. We're going to put up the video because it's so cool. Random30.com.au. Joel Corey, thanks so much for hanging, dude.
Thanks, Ben. Listen, you promised me something, yeah?
Yeah, what's that?
When I come to Oz, me and you are going out together,
Yeah, we are.
right?
We ain't going out. We are going out.
Yeah, boy, that's it.